You're recording. We're recording. What are we going to do? Oh, hello. What was that?
It's my French.
Oh, I didn't know you spoke French, Christmas.
I'm doing the classes.
Oh, are you doing the classes? Yeah. That's very interesting.
Écoutez et répétez.
Oh, listen and repeat. I can speak French too.
Oh, one thing.
And Crispin's arrived back in the room just in time with his fresh can of Lagerpop.
It's an oat soda.
Yeah, that does make me like the idea of it. I'm kind of going off beer a bit. I'm onto the wine. I'm getting into wine stage of life.
You know, you've got an Orangina.
I'm in fitness mode. So this is going to be, we're probably going to have a couple of weeks of sober wicker podcasts. Maybe gassy wicker because she's drinking lots of fizzy water. Haven't gotten a little...
Orangina's not exactly a health drink.
It's not, but I just wanted something fruity. And I did want to look for a diet one so it didn't have loads of sugar in it. But I thought I'll probably only drink half of it and I'll burn it off in the
morning. How much of it is orange juice?
Oh, not very much. I just wanted
I love it that Orangina's always on special. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's because it's extra specially. Oh, orange juice and other citrus juices from concentrate... 12%.
It's all right.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's got a little bit of orange in it.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's not enough to warrant talking about it.
Magazine.
Right, so what's going on? I've just got...
Oh, welcome to Our Amazing Lives.
Oh, welcome, Christmas. Thanks. Thanks. How do you say that in French? Maybe you can learn it next time. That could be
Bienvenue... Notre V Amazement.
Oh, Amazement.
Amazement.
I want it to be Amazement, if that's not a word, though. I want it to be Amazement. We used to say Amazement at university. We just made it up. We knew it wasn't real French or anything. I don't even think we thought it was French ever.
We used to say...
Amazement.
It sounded bad.
Oh, what was that?
It means bathroom, but you can say it like it's something amazing.
Oh, like
sounded bad.
Like café au lait.
Yeah.
Café au lait! Wow, this is a very cultural hour, isn't it? Maybe we could just have a language hour next week rather than doing a podcast. Just talk about words that we know. I've got another one. Baguette.
Your posh rages over hooker scandal.
Oh, the hookers live smear Becks. Oh, that's a nasty headline. Hookers lies smear Becks. That just conjures up all sorts of mental images, really, that I don't want to know about. But
fury at David's massage parlour pics.
She stands by him 100%, she says. Well, she doesn't say that, actually. There's no quotation mark. It's just a...
She can't eat or sleep.
Can't she? She doesn't eat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No change there. She's probably, I'm pretty certain she is some sort of Batwoman of the night that doesn't actually sleep ever anyway. She probably just, when she sleeps, she probably just hangs upside down on a bar thing with her feet on it. And sleep,
with her hideously deformed feet.
Yeah, they're like claws.
Yeah.
But really painted.
One's like a talon and the other one's like a deformed monkey's fist.
Yeah.
Or a pigeon, and the talons are like a pigeon's foot.
Yeah.
So some toes are missing.
I'm thinking of her making a noise as well when she sleeps, like...
Don't you set the dog off. Right, bump riddle. It's not much of a riddle.
Well, I actually saw this on Reveal, this picture, and I didn't see that. Just saw that, and it says, there's a picture of her holding what I thought was a cushion to her stomach. And it says, is Colleen expecting another baby? But it's actually not a cushion, it's her baby.
Yeah. Oh, it is, it's got a head.
It's got a head, yeah.
Yeah. Riddle me this, pals, colon.
Eileen exclusive. Or Aileen. I don't know what she needs. Isle in. Eileen. Her drink.
Azeline.
Azeline.
I don't know. I'd do the auto tune afterwards, like in post production.
That made me feel
sick. I did it in a weird chirpsy
anyway,
way. Sorry.
Eileen, her drink was spiked with a date rape drug. That's how. That's what she explains the pictures. That's how she explains the pictures. I'll show you them pictures.
Oh, good.
Wow, loving Harry's new hairdo. She looks like Anthea Turner. But look at her scary face. It has made her face go all like. Like all sort of like someone's got like it's made a play-doh and someone's gone like this and stretched it out from inside it. Like Slimer.
Was I drunk last week when we did the podcast?
I don't know why.
Because maybe I already talked about it, or we already talked about it,
yeah.
Or maybe I saw it maybe in your mum's newspaper or something that Kerry is due to play Baby Spice in the Spice Girls musical.
Oh, really?
Did I tell you that before?
No,
that's just a bit of off the cuff.
I don't really want. I don't really want her to do that.
I don't really want that musical to exist.
No. Ain't Love Grand? I'm having the Sunderland Shaggers' 10th baby.
Do you know what we never did?
What?
We did that test, but we did it the test and we hadn't turned the thing on, and then we just did it.
Oh, so it might be shit, but it's working at least. So
it looks alright, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's working fine.
Do it. Make a loud noise. Ah, that looks alright.
Party girl who plunged from a window, the tragedy behind her fall.
Alicia maimed after 50 ops. Look at her face. Look at the face.
I've got some great pictures of plastic surgery class. Cara's new man. Truth about her secret text to Strictly Dancer.
Cara who?
He'd be my Strictly Dancer. Dancing for money, do what you want me to do.
Bravo.
I'm very good at singing. Cara is a girl from EastEnders.
Yeah.
That's her. Look at her face.
Cara Doingoing. That's her name.
What?
Erica calls her Brassy Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you that before.
Yeah.
Right, let's discuss Posh's fury at Hooker Claims.
Can I do that as well? I've got some details here.
I have also got some details. Embarrassingly, I neglected to read them. But there's a nice picture here. Horrified Victoria can't sleep or eat as she deals with the claims.
Oh,
and here's a picture of her. And TBH... doesn't look furious or horrified. She's just got her normal face.
Yeah, normal face. Do you know what I was thinking about this?
Eyes closed, shiny lips, looking at the pavement about 7 metres in front.
Do you know what I was thinking about this, the whole thing? Another, what? It's another footballer, prostitute, scandal, blah, 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 blah. It's quite a favourite one in the press at the moment. Why doesn't one of the wags pretend they've done it? That would be quite fun. If there was a scandal that, or why doesn't someone do a scandal that they shagged a wag? That would be fun.
I don't know. They've
never bothered doing it. No one's ever bothered that story. It would be quite. That would be more sordid. You could get like a lesbian romp or something on the go. That would be well good.
That's firing up my gossip gland.
Exactly, imagine it. But David's latest... Well, David's one. It's a really manly-looking, horrible woman there. Look at her. I mean, she's got no clothes on.
She's got massive, massive tits.
You can't really see them in that one at all. She's managed to cover them up with her arm.
Yeah, you can kind of in this one. There's better pictures of her last week with her fucking massive tits.
Her name's Irma Nici. She's a Bulgarian. Bosnian, even, rather. Sorry, Bulgaria. Bosnia, if I don't get that wrong. Anyway, he spent the night with her at a hotel in New York in August when he was playing football in the city. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, oh yeah, he's kind of doing a sue on her, I think.
Yeah.
For £5 million.
It's very well handled.
Yeah. Well, I don't reckon he is a cheater. I probably reckon he could have done it at some point, but I don't reckon he is anymore.
Yeah, well, I find it quite hard to give a fuck whether he lives or dies.
I quite like him. I like them. I think they seem alright. My dad likes the Beckhams.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why?
He thinks they seem like a nice young family with nice young kids. Is your orange t-shirt causing the illusion of sunburn on your neck, or is it sunburn on your neck?
I'm not sunburned on my neck, am I?
No, on there.
Because that's where you get sunburn. You don't get sunburn here, do you?
I know, it's just red there. Here. It's got a red scoop underneath your beard. You've got like a red beard underneath your real beard.
Shut up. Talk about gossip.
Danny's the devil. I'm so bored of X Factor, I can't be bothered with it. Oh, it's so dull.
Okay, right.
Maybe if I watched it, I might be interested, but... Jordan sold herself to some boys to have sex with her.
Wicked. How much was it? not that I want in, I just...
12,000 pounds, not 12 million, 12,000 pounds.
12 grand?
Jordan sparked a furious two-way riot last week when she cheekily auctioned herself off on a Charlie Bash to tell a young man just to see your office. I don't know why I was doing that. I was being a cross between like Gross with the Name of Holmes, I think.
I wish people could see my face.
It all kicked off in the model at a charity bash. It all kicked off in the model, real name, Katie Price. You don't
say. For fuck's sake. Give it a rest with the real name, Katie Price.
Promise players, Adam Johnson, 23, and Mika Richards. Is that girl's name, Mika? 22. A night you'll never forget after they jointly bid £12,000 to secure it. Jointly? It's only £6,000 each. Pussies. To secure a date with her.
I bet it weren't £6,000 each.
They jointly bit... Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. They must have been sat at the table really pissed going, all right, I get the mouth. I put £1,000 in for this bit. I get to feel one of her tits. That's 50p. So what happened?
Everyone got annoyed. Alex Reed. Her cage fighter husband, for fuck's sake, he did like one cage fighting thing ever. He's not a cage fighter. Is now the seething. And Adam's girlfriend, one of the footballers' girlfriends, Big Brother star Sophie Reed. Big Brother star? Big Brother contestant, probably, is a better word. Was so upset that she dumped him. Sure, those are the...
And then what happened? Did she suck them off, at least? For 12
grand. It's not happened. It was a charity thing. Yeah, so that's it. Boring. She didn't seem to suck anyone off.
That's a rubbish story.
It really is. Nothing happened. It's just trying to say Jordan's a cunt.
Well, that's a smashing segue. Here is some more shit. Kelly Osbourne. My life-changing year. In her column in Closer.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe my eyes when I woke up to see myself on the cover of US Weekly magazine last week.
You only dream about things like that.
Exclamation mark. Normally, when you appear on a cover, you do a photo shoot and an interview, but this was a total surprise as they'd used old press shots. To be on the cover once already, brackets, back in March, if you wanted to get the back issue. I spoil it now. To be on the cover once already, back in March, this year was amazing enough. But twice has made me realise how much my life has changed for the better. I'm so grateful.
Oh my God, what a dick. Right, they're on Twitter, on their little Twitterati thing where they have famous people's tweets of the week. Kelly Osbourne. Why do people think it's an insult to say you're only famous because of who your parents are? No shit. That's a fact, not an insult.
Who said that?
Kelly Osbourne. I think that's so dicky. I think that's quite good. The other good one is Paddy McGuinness. They always put one of his tweets in here because he's always got a funny one. He said this week, I'm on the train home from London. I took on 15 Nando's chicken wings and a tub of coleslaw. I'm now not feeling too clever. 15! I don't know how big they are, but that sounds like quite a...
I should have gone Dixie, mate.
Should have done a Dixie. Russell Brand got arrested and put in jail.
Good on him.
After an airport scuffle, when he landed in LA to meet Katy Perry, and then they went outside and there was loads of paparazzi, and then one of the paparazzi put his camera up Katy Perry's skirt and tried to take a picture of her gash, and so he tried to punch him. Well, they had a scuffle, which doesn't even mean he punched him, it just means he went, oi, fuck off, and like pushed him or something. And didn't really do anything. And then he made... The photographer made a citizen's arrest. And they put him in jail, into custody, on a charge of simple battery. What does that mean?
Simple battery.
But he was freed. He was freed on a bail of £13,000. How terrible is that? That's such a fucking bag of shit.
Yeah, and come on, let's
just like, quick, get him. Get his money, quickly.
Good on Russell for... Lamping someone, yeah, trying to take a picture.
Well,
of
he didn't
bird's
even lamp
tongue.
Someone; he just tried to do it.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, he's not hard.
It wasn't so.
It's not going to hurt if he hits you. Was it like
just like,
like, yeah, even if he went in? Oh, he's quite tall, so even if he did like a big jumping super punch, it's still not going to hurt that much.
I've got more respect for Russell Brand since I saw him in that stupid film when he was actually quite good in the stupid film.
As Russell Brand, yeah.
He was actually a good thing. I thought he was going to be really teasing and embarrassing and just excruciatingly painful to watch, but he was just quite funny and nice.
Seeing as we're having a Russell Brand love-in,
I'm really
looking forward to the remake of Arthur.
Is he going to be in it?
Yeah, he's going to be Arthur.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, after seeing that, he's going to be good. I like
it's going to be well funny.
Oh, I love Russell Brand.
We love him.
We love him. He's great. He's got a little winky and he doesn't mind. Tells everyone about it all the time.
Well, he couldn't pretend to have a big cock, could he? There's loads of videos
of
him with his cock
out.
Oh,
he jumped around with it out all the time, yeah.
Also, did you see Katy Perry's nice big tits on in a Elmo t-shirt thing?
Oh, no, I haven't seen a picture of that one.
She got a bollock in. Well, not a bollock in, but she got... tore up a bit for going on Sesame Street with a low-cut top on. So then she went on some chat show or other with a mega low-cut top and a push-up bra, and the top is Elmo's face. And then she did some jumping around with her tits.
With her tits.
It pleased me.
Good. Good old her. Speaking of people's appearances, let's have a look at these plastic surgery freaks.
Oh, yeah, I've got plastic surgery disasters.
Russell...
And I don't mean the album by the Dead Kennedys. That is a fucking stupid thing to say. Sorry, it just popped out.
Daryl Hannah looks like Patrick Swayze now.
Oh, shit, the bed!
Doesn't even look like a real person.
It looks like someone kicked the shit out of Miss Daisy from Driving Miss Daisy. Yeah.
Look at all these people we've got. Priscilla Presley, Joan Rivers, clearly awful. Donatella Versace's just a car crash.
Oh.
Alicia Duval looks like she's a fucking heroin addict.
Have you got...
Pete Burns! If you look at these pictures, right, imagine being in the celebrity world surrounded by people like this. You'd be like, who are these fucking aliens, wouldn't you? Imagine it.
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to like a celebrity bash and you were sat on a table with all of them. You'd be like, ah! Could be having nightmares for weeks.
It's all going a bit 2000 AD. You know when you see someone with a shit haircut? What have you asked for to get that haircut? Especially the fucking Hackney hipster crew.
Yeah.
What do you ask for? You're going in for surgery. Like, Pete Burns, like, could you make my face look like an arse? But not like a person's arse. Like a prolapsed baboon's arse.
what his lips look like. His lips look like they're about to... They look like a swollen spot that's ready to be popped. Do you know what I mean? They just look like...
Yeah.
It's all like sausage meat underneath. And all like white and funny. It looks like a really thin layer of skin. Like, ooh, you could just pop it and it would just go... Oh,
yeah. God. Like if you took all the bones out of a chicken really carefully and then... I don't know, like tried to squeeze all of the meat out of its bum.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Who else? Janice. Oh, and Alicia.
Can I have a look at your pictures of those?
Alicia Duval.
Oh, yeah, she's awful, isn't she? Look at her there, though. She's so beautiful. In her younger days.
In 1997.
How old is she now?
I don't know.
In 1997, age 17. So she's not even that old.
Okay, guess how old she is.
So...
I don't know what her real age is. Guess what her Gossip magazine age is.
Hang on a minute. She's only like 30-something, 32 or something. She doesn't even look...
Well, yeah, well, maybe, yeah. Her Gossip magazine age is 30.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. If it's 2010, she was 17 and... That adds up. Delightful. I don't know if there was much else about the celebrities that I wanted to discuss, and we are at 21 minutes, so because we've got some celeb spots and things to talk about, we should probably move on to problems quite soon.
Yeah, okay. Right. Already but, Britney's advice to Lindsay Lohan bullshit.
Should I just tell you about Eileen's date rape drug thing?
Yeah.
Basically, she went to a place after filming a thing. She went to have a drink, catch up with friends. She name drops who the friends are. One of them plays someone in EastEnders. And there's these pictures of her kind of stumbling out all drunk. But it says, but she wasn't drunk. She only had two or three glasses of champagne. I got to the club about midnight and had been sat at a table with two girlfriends and my stylist, just chatting. Me and the girls went to the loo, and my last memory is coming out of the toilet and being passed a drink at about 1 a.m. After that, it's a total blur. I'd only had two or three glasses of champagne all night. I'm not a big clubber anymore. Blah, 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 blah. I took that glass of champagne because it was given to me by a friend of a friend, someone I felt I could trust. But I remember thinking it tasted funny. So after a few sips, I left it. Then she just went all floppy and weird. This isn't what she reckons anyway. But the funny thing about it is...
Yeah, but things do kind of taste a bit funny, don't they? If you pop to the bog to do a massive line.
Yeah.
It's going down the back of your throat.
Here's the best thing about it is... Friends realised something was wrong after they took her out of the nightclub. But she was so out of it, she didn't even realise her boobs had popped out. Look!
That's not a nip slip.
No, that's two. But like that's two tits. Full dress open.
Right out.
That's like a Judy Finnegan, but like without the bra.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's fucking amazing. She looks like she's just laughing in that one. Look. She's going, oh, this is funny, my tits are falling out. Anyway.
Brilliant. Oh, it's alright. Yeah, we should move on to problems. McGiffin.
Alright. Got problems. What do we want to do first? Problems or our page comments and shit?
Alright, well, yeah, let's have a look at that. We've got a really good celebrity story. I can't find it.
I've got one too.
Oh, yeah, right. Do your one. Can you remember it?
I need to get the thing up. Let's see if it's down on the left. Was it from last week?
This one, look.
Oh,
my mate's already Jeremy Clarkson.
There's four comments. Sir Paul on Oxford Street from Jessica Harrison. I had a brief moment with him through the bus window. He was with his thin-faced girlfriend. Paul Glynn, I'm in the Hackney Gazette this week. You then are a celebrity.
I wish I'd seen that earlier. I wish I paid more attention to our progress in social media and I might have bought the Hackney Gazette.
Yeah.
He didn't all look like this.
should have done that.
Matt Ox.
My mate saw Jeremy Clarkson in the bank in Holborn. He said he was very tall.
He was very tall.
The crescent, oh, that's me. Oh, I have a celeb story from my friend at work. I have to remember for next time. Reminder words, Ibiza and altercation. Yes. So my friend at work went to Ibiza and it was like closing party time and they went to, there was lots of things. And when she was on her way, oh, she'd seen a thing. Oh, yeah, no, that is irrelevant. She was basically on the way back, queuing up for their flight. EasyJet speedy boarding, they'd added that onto their itinerary, speedy boarding, so they could be the first to get on and choose the best seats. So they were queuing
up. In my experience, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think it was bullshit because they were in a queue for a start for speedy boarding. And anyway, she said, like, you know when like someone's behind you and they kind of like knock into you a bit and you're just like, okay, you've knocked into me, don't do anything about it, it's fine. But then someone just kept knocking into her, like it was a little bit like they were just going, oh, I want to get on, like that. And she was just like, fuck's sake! And turned around, was just like, fucking hell! And she realised who it was. It was fucking Danny Dyer, who was like knocking into her. And she was like, yeah. I'm like, fucking check yourself, Danny Dyer. What are you doing getting an EasyJet flight back to London? Jeez. Anyway, he was like, apparently looked fucking worse for wear, like he'd just been up for days and days. And she was just, she said something like, for fuck's sake. God, some people really want to get on this fucking flight. And you're like, yeah, well, some people really want to fucking get out of this place, all right? And then they were there a bit longer, and he was with another mate, and they were, like, both looked really rotten, apparently. They were both like, slumped against the wall, waiting to get...
I've got to get back to film the next episode of London's Hardest Cunts.
Yeah, exactly. And they were waiting for the bus bit after they'd gone through the bus to pick them up to take them to the plane. After they'd gone through the speedy boarding. And I think her boyfriend didn't realise who it was. So yeah. He said to the two boys that were just looking wrong and whatever, he said to them, God, you guys look a bit worse for wear. Rough night, was it? He was like, fucking hell, mate, you don't even know the worst of it. And then Danny Dyer and his mate were sat behind them in the plane.
Oh,
and they kept like, well, the mate kept like falling asleep and spazzing out, like kicking them. And her boyfriend got really annoyed and ended up saying something to them. But then they were with her other mate, and basically Sophie had known that it was, she had known that it was Danny Dyer, but she didn't say anything to her boyfriend because he wouldn't have recognised him. But he wouldn't have recognised his face. But if she had told him it was Danny Dyer, he would have been like, oh, fuck's sake, what a fucking cunt, because he's heard about him or whatever. So he would have made a big fuss of it. So he didn't tell. Oh no.
Bad things.
Oh, it's trying to stop it. Pause. Hello, we're back on. Okay.
Anyway, I completely ruined that, didn't I?
The end of the story is nothing, really. They just had this thing, and neither her friend or the boyfriend realised who it was until they were walking through the airport at the other end, and her friend goes to her, thank God, and this Danny Dyer, you sat behind us, oh my God! And I made a big fuss of it, so she was like, I was so glad I didn't tell either of them on the flight, like, who it was.
Yeah.
But it's just funny that he was like completely off his face. He had clearly been up for days and just going, being a dick. It's quite funny. Go back to Facebook. What can we get from it? Any more? Is there any more?
Yeah, I've lost my beer now.
Oh, you're just a weirdo. Stop ruining the podcast. Forget about it. You don't need it. It's up there.
Oh, yeah.
Stop ruining my podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Look, there's a classic.
Brucey! Read out Brucey's story. Or should
Bruce,
I do it?
While walking home from work tonight, dear Crispin, I managed to walk right onto the set of Hustle and do a scene with the three male leads. I was completely oblivious until someone jumped out from behind a tree and said, that's a wrap, everyone. Thank you very much, extras. I do hope they keep it in. Then, further along, on my best ever walk home, I see Brian Paddock, celeb gay, in Vauxhall, where he claims to live. You would be glad to know he was getting a paper and not going to Chariot. I checked. Love and hugs, kiss, kiss. Who's that?
Bruce is a Fred for work.
Oh, good. Danny Saunders says, Simon Callow, Camden Town. That's all he says.
That's good enough. That's all we need. That's all we need. We'd like to know where people are.
Okay, good.
I think that's it. Did you get any tweets? I didn't get any tweets.
I don't even check.
I haven't
ever
checked today.
I haven't checked it.
You're not on it anymore.
I've been removed from it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Has my thing disappeared?
Yeah, there was a tweet from the guy that runs it. He said, I'm removing Wickerwoo because she don't say fuck all.
I can't get on and at work, and it's annoying to do it on my phone. So I'm going to get a better phone, though. I'm going to get a better phone. I'm going to talk to you about this offline. I'm going to get a new phone soon. I've already found it. And
do you want me to hold my breath until you get a new phone?
No, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait for various little things until I do it, all right? Just hold your breath until offline time. Then we'll. What's all this? My sign language is all about. Any more? Is there any more for anymore?
No. She did some problems.
Yep.
Do it.
Right, Vanessa. Dear Vanessa, why are you so fat and annoying? Award-winning broadcaster and journalist Vanessa Phelps has seen it all and eaten a lot of it too.
Doesn't really say that.
I love how you believed it.
A little bit.
Was it the way I read it out like a professional newsreader?
Yeah.
But stumbling over the words at the same time. They want me to be fat. My whole family is fat. They love nothing more than a good four-course meal. 2 years ago, I decided I didn't want to be like them. I joined a gym and I've lost 3 stone. I'm a happy size 10, but I've sensed that they can't stand me being slim. They always make snide remarks and offer me cake, telling me I look peaky and generally undermine my confidence. Vanessa says...
Are you going to read out the real one, or are you going to read out
a made up one? I want to make a read up made up.
Go on, do it.
Look at my made up one be. Vanessa says,
Who are these people to mock us slim, svelte people?
Yes. I used to be fat. And I... became less so.
Yeah.
You must have seen the picture of me last week in my lovely figure hugging bodycon dress. It's really great. And just carry on and don't eat the cake. Don't talk about it, you're making me hungry. That's it, yeah. Well, what have you got for me?
My man is into cross dressing. My boyfriend of 3 years told me he gets turned on at the thought of wearing women's underwear. He says it's just a sexual thing, but I'm worried this means he's gay.
Yeah, it's just a sexual thing. Well, yeah, that's fine. But if it's a sexual thing...
Yeah, well, it's not going to be a comfort thing, is it? Unless he's got, like, mega biddy knickers. So comfy.
It doesn't mean he's gay, it just means he likes cross-dressing. That's not the same.
Yeah, it's an interesting statistic here from Confident Tracy. Figures vary. She puts in just the figures vary. You could read that as, this is bullshit, but it's estimated that only 5 to 10% of cross-dressers are gay. And that statistic is based on what, Confident Tracy? what research? Alright, here's another one. Orgasms are a letdown. I have orgasms, but they're so non-eventful, it's hardly worth having them. ! Is there anything I can do to make them more powerful?
Make them more powerful? Sorry, I was reading about Danny and...
What were you reading about?
Danny and Kelly's mum.
Who's Kelly's mum? Oh, right.
Mrs. Husband.
Mrs. Husband.
Oh, mm-hmm. 12:05, quick.
Oh, we must have been doing this for fucking ages then.
Yeah, quick.
All right, here's a good right. Okay, we go to the doctor ones. Or do one.
I'm so mortified. I went to a wedding, copped off with an usher and went back to his hotel room. We staggered in drunkenly, not bothering to switch on the light. He was brilliant in bed and I was whooping, hollering and yelling my head off. I couldn't believe it the next morning when I woke up and saw we weren't alone. Six other blokes were bedded down on the sofa and carpet. They must have heard me in the full throes of passion. Do you think they might have heard?
Might have done, yeah.
I could die of embarrassment. By now, everyone at the wedding will know the whole story. Should I emigrate? Sorry, at what point are you writing this, dear Vanessa? Is it like, are you in the hotel still waiting to leave?
What
you
am I going to
stay there till you get your response?
They haven't noticed yet. Yeah. I'm hiding under the covers.
Yeah. Vanessa says, I know how you feel. I've definitely been in that situation before. Once I had sex once, and we were in a house, but I did make a lot of noise, and I did see the next door neighbour the next day in her garden. I think she might have heard me. It was very embarrassing.
One time I had sex, and I had such a massive orgasm, I didn't know what was going on, and then I came around after the sex and I realised that I was on that weird little train that they used to have in McDonald's for the kids' parties, and there was a kids' party all around me and I was covered in Big Macs.
Oh, God. Oh, one of my outies to be an innie. My belly button is an outie. Instead of dipping in like a dimple, it sticks up and out. I hate the sight of it. Can't wear a bikini because of it, and I'm too embarrassed to get naked in front of my boyfriend. Well, that's just fucking stupid. I love outies. I think they're really great. It's a really special thing. It's a little bit like twins. Just depends on how they... Twins are a really special thing because it's like not, it doesn't happen all the time. Outies are really cool because it's just the way that the nurse who sorted it out...
Because the nurse was pissed.
Tried it. That's cool. I like it. Ian's got a half innie and half outie.
Is he?
Kind of half and half, yeah. It's kind of like got a lump that sticks it. It's like an outie, but then it's still got the innie bit a little bit as well. But it's got the big thing and it pokes out. It's cool.
I'm going to get him to show it to me tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, maybe not tomorrow. I might not see him. What's Raynaud's disease? My hands become white and painful when I'm cold. And my GP says I may have Raynaud's disease. What is it?
What did they say?
Regardless of what Dr. fucking Christian says... Do you go to the doctors and he says, oh, you've got Raynaud's disease, maybe.
And then you just go, all right, bye.
Tell her then.
Why did you ask them? I don't think I've got any very good ones.
I've nothing more to say.
I've got this which just says, I've never experienced an orgasm. I've been with my current partner for 5 years.
Oh, no.
It's just terrible.
Get a different one.
Yeah. I've been with my man for 4 years and he's always been so caring. Then, a few months ago, I got pregnant. He seemed happy at first, but he's become moody recently. He started staying out into the early hours and gets the hump every time I mention the baby. What's gone into him? He's a cunt. You're pregnant.
Scared.
Basically.
He's scared. Yeah. You're mental.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. We've got maybe a top tip that we might like to read, but I don't think we've got any that are good enough, Carly. I'm afraid you failed me this week.
Look at you speeding up, because you need to go to sleep because it is 9:30 and you have to go to boot camp in the morning.
Yes. My spaghetti was always... This is ridiculous, this one. This is the star tip. You can tell the calibre of tips we've had this week. My spaghetti was always sliding out of its packet once opened, of course.
That happens all the time.
When it's closed. Of course.
Yeah.
It nearly poked me in the eye each time I reached for something in the kitchen cupboard. Oh! Oh! Going to work with like blood all down your face.
Did she live in a fun house?
A big stupid like bandage. Like a big Pugsy the Bear bandage around her head. What happened to you? Oh, the spaghetti got me again.
Oh, you've got like joke cupboards. Yeah. You open them and they're like that. Cupboards on the ceiling.
But now I keep it in a pencil case. And that's it, really. When you're searching for a lost object down the back of your furniture, avoid getting your arm stuck in your, like, iron sofa by using your camera first. Just take a snap to see if it's down there before getting involved with the hassle of retrieving it.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. What happens to these people? Where are their lives? 39 minutes is despicable.
It's all right.
We're playing out to someone good.
Yes.
We've got a bloody song this week again. It's a miracle.
I've forgotten the worst of things.
The circle of life. That's a miracle.
Hooray! Yes. Ice, sea, dead people.
Yay, them again. We like them.
They're our celebrity friends. We like that.
Well, you are. Hi, Chris Finn.
Don't gay off.
Love you. I'm going to start
your name. Album, their album, Teeth Union, out last week, I think. I bought it. Do you buy it? Don't buy it. I've got it.
Okay.
We share the same iTunes. It's pointless. You buy it as well. It's stupid.
Yeah, obviously, wouldn't it? Although it would support them. So
yeah, but like if you buy it off iTunes, they only get like 1p or something.
Oh, can I buy it on a CD in a shop?
I'm not aware of how the best way to purchase music.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right. Anyway, go on.
We've trailed off to a weird thing.
We need to mention some things.
Yes, John Peel Day. First of all, I've got it up here. John Peel Day, October the 9th. We're going. We're well going.
That's next week.
Yeah, next Saturday.
Fucking yes.
It's an all-dayer.
7.50 tickets in advance.
I know, this is such a complete bargain.
Right, we'll be doing it 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. Fucking yes.
It's going to be fucking brilliant.
Who have we got? We've got 3 stages, 20 promoters, 30 acts celebrating John Peel and raising money for the DEC charity. What is that?
That's Deck from Ant and Deck set it up when PJ went blind man.
You're not allowed to say brand things. The bands are Ban... I can't even say that. Bear Suit, Cosmic Shiningi, Cove, Hurst, Horowitz, I See Dead People, Indioki, Mary Upworth and the Jubilee Band. This all sounds good. I don't know if I have heard of any of those ones, but I haven't heard of much. Many of I'm pleased about it, though. £7.50. Let's go and listen to some bands.
How can you go wrong?
Can we do some karaoke while we're there?
Maybe. Can we do some bowling? Probably not. It's a bit boring. I'm shit at it.
Doesn't involve showing off unless you're good at it and I'm not good at it. So, yeah. Right, so they're playing at that and we're all going to go. And if you go there, you'll get to see the two famous people that are me and Crispin.
Yeah, and if you come up to us, we'll high five you. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
You come up and just shout how high five. And we'll high five you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Great.
It's a done deal.
I'm a bit scared. Go back to the thing.
Right. This is the other thing. If you go to I See Dead People, this is ICE, C, like the C, deadpeople.com. They have got a video on their site for Green Tea, a song they've done.
Yeah.
And you can download it and then put your own video background on it, because they did it all in front of a green screen.
Wow, that's good.
Should we do one?
Yeah, we'll do one.
We were going to do that secret video project. Not a dirty one, but like a... That came out weird, didn't it? we were going to do the Dallas thing and the Cagney and Lacey thing. We never done it.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We said we were going to do it at the beginning.
Yeah, we never did it.
We said we were going to do that at the beginning of last summer. Listen. And then the summer went past and we were too drunk.
And somebody got a girlfriend.
And somebody got a boyfriend.
Yeah, actually I got a boyfriend, but you got a girlfriend down there.
Yeah, only a few days before. Anyway,
it was fucking ages before, mate. We've been going out like forever.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah, right, we'll put all these links in the thing. Right, where's the... I need to go to a different thing now. Garage Band.
It's 44 minutes. Right, I think you've heard enough of us tonight.
Yeah.
That's your lot. Here is the song. It's called Green Tea.
No,
we're not playing out to that one.
No, we're going to play out to Laserbrain.
Laserbrain.
Yeah.
Okay, hopefully they play it on Saturday. I'm going to a gig about John Peel. I'm getting a bit mad. I'm going to go to bed.
I just have to. Should I press stop?
Yeah, press stop.
Two.